Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. Hello, listeners. This is episode 46 of Art Talk, and it is all about telling stories. Once upon a time, I was in the room behind the stage preparing to perform. I knew the music by heart, and my preparation was mainly mentally. My breath was calm, my mind by the music, and I was totally relaxed. It wasn't that I never had any nerves. Oh, yes, I did. But I knew how to handle that. I knew the music. It was time, and the piano player and I walked on stage, receiving the applause. We tuned, and I looked into the audience, who were sitting there waiting for me to start. I was about to tell them a beautiful story. The music began with a short flute solo that sounded almost as an improvisation. It was silent. I felt that specific energy. The piano took over and we started to communicate. Music led us to a fight, the fight of Apollo versus Marsyas. Marsyas lost, and the music let him slowly breathe his last few breaths until they faded completely. It was totally silent. Till the moment I looked up and opened my eyes. In one swoosh, the audience raised, applauding and whistling. It didn't seem to stop. The story obviously touched them deeply. That was the time that I received my nickname, the storyteller. That was the time I knew I was onto something. Telling stories with music is a compelling way to bring over the composition the composer wrote. Music goes straight to the heart. Telling stories is what captivates audiences. People love stories, and it may not sound like it, but everyone has a story to tell, multiple stories even. The world is built on stories. Switching my music practice to the painting practice, I found the same. Once a storyteller, always a storyteller, hence why I paint portraits as a story. In my work, you find vibrant colors. These colors resonate with music. The palette I use whilst playing the flute is now the palette I use for my art. Recently, I read a brilliant book by Lisa Bloom, The Storytelling Advantage. I highly recommend it. This book showed me that stories rule, that telling stories in your art marketing is what people like, what draws people to you. If the stories are true to you, it expresses your voice and not someone else's. I always say and write, your story matters. It does. People love to hear, read, and see your story. The impact of an impacting story is what brought me to currently painting the portrait of Frida Kahlo. Her story is one of unfathomable pain, but also of endurance and an incredible zest of life. A story about what you do can be equally compelling for people. As visual artists, you can also show this. The time lapse, the work in progress, and close-up shots are what people like. Also what you do and with what kind of materials. How do you describe it and how does it relate to your values? All these can attract the people who relate with what you do. And let us talk about failure, because let's be honest, not every painting is right immediately. And sometimes you have to set it aside for a while to see what is off. In the written story too, my friend told me she throws away chapters and starts all over again. It is a process, and telling people about that and how you deal with that is important. Perfectionism doesn't exist, and many can relate. It is so easy to see the finished painting, hear the finished composition, read the finished book, in the journey of the artist are many moments, many stories. She feels either failed or can't see it simply because they were too close for it for such a long time. I think many can relate to these things. Nevertheless, the awareness is important to understand the power of telling your story or stories. The daily mundane ones too, not the big life-shifting ones only. Telling stories is very rewarding for you as well as your audience. Thank you all for listening. Next week's episode is about the magic and the mystery. Wishing you all a very productive and lovely week. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.